Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with us. My website is www.jbsba.com. That stands for Jim Blasingame Small Business Advocate. That's the acronym, jbsba.com. We made it like that so you wouldn't have to type a lot of letters to get to us. But if you like to type, here's another one, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got it. We got whatever you need, whoever you are, we got it for you right there at jbsba.com. It's a little bit of entrepreneurial nirvana. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Sarah Gould is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. Sarah is executive director of the Ms. Foundation for Women. And we're going to talk about something that I've been covering on this show. Now, this is our sixth year in a row. Golly, is it six or seven? I'm losing count. But every year since I've been doing the show, we've talked about Take Your Children to Work Day. Sarah Gould, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. I'm happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. Now, I said take your children to work, and I did that because I wanted to get you to tell us what it used to be called.
Well, actually, the first program that the Ms. Foundation developed in 1993 was called Take Our Daughters to Work Day. Mm-hmm. And the our was very deliberate, meaning everybody's daughters, the nation's daughters, meaning that if you didn't have a daughter, find a girl that you could take to work, a niece, yeah, a friend, a neighbor, et cetera, et cetera. And now, for the last 2 years, the foundation has been doing a new program, which is called Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work. And
The little boy lobby raise their heads and they say, hey, this is not right. We want to go to work, too.
Well, that's what a lot of people thought happened, but what really happened is that the foundation became aware of some research that was done by the Families and Work Institute and other organizations as well that really intrigued us, because it said that young boys were almost as interested as young girls were in figuring out how they were going to have a family when they grew up and work at the, mm-hmm, same time. Mm-hmm. And they were expressing a vision and their ideas that when they did have a family, they would take time off from work to care for the family, whether it was when the child was born or as kids were growing up. And so we were really excited and intrigued to see this new vision that we thought young people had about how they were going to live their lives and how they were going to participate at home and at work and in their communities.
But in the beginning, when it was take our daughters to work, yeah, what was the original thinking of, you know, what caused you to say, we need to start taking our daughters to work?
Well, what caused us in 1993 to develop that program was research that had been done in the early 90s on girls' development and the healthy development of girls through adolescence. Research that said that girls, as they entered adolescence, tended to become much more aware of all the forces in society that were impacting them, and they began to feel much less confidence and much less agency around their own lives. And so we felt developing a program that brought girls into workplaces and made them visible to society, valued, showed them that they were valued as individuals and for who they are, and also a program that had adults, grown-ups, listening to girls when they came in that day. We thought that kind of program would be fabulous.
Now,
and in fact,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It turned out to be fabulous. In 1993, it caught on like wildfire going around the country. The foundation actually started with an idea that we would do it as a pilot program in New York City. But as soon as word got out through Parade Magazine, people all over the country, women and men, by the way, picked up this idea of taking our daughters to work. And right from the beginning, it was an enormous program.
Well, and of course, families have been bringing their daughters out, so to speak, for generations. But those coming out parties, those cotillions or whatever they were called, were more about what they were wearing than what they were going to do in their lives.
Exactly.
Right? And this
very traditional. They built very much around traditional gender roles.
Mm-hmm. And this one didn't seek, apparently, from what my experience, didn't seek to to, you know, to create any kind of any kind of controversy, but basically to create a different venue for girls to come out, so to speak.
That's right. For girls to be seen in a different light and to see themselves in a different light and to see themselves in relation to adults, where adults were really talking to them about what they might do in their working life and not just what they might do as they became a mother or a wife, if that's what they chose to do.
Right. And since 1998, this is we've been doing this on this day and talking about this issue. And I am glad to see that the organization is focusing on boys and girls. And when we come back, we're going to get you to talk to us a little bit more, Sarah, about some of the research you got and about what that means for our culture, for our society, and for the marketplace. And we're going to do that right after these messages. We're visiting with our new friend, Sarah Gould, who's Executive Director of the Ms. Foundation for Women. It's 20 till. Stay with us.
Well, nothing is going right.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Sarah Gould is here, too. We're having a great visit with her. She's our new friend, Executive Director of the Ms. Foundation for Women. Tell us about your organization, Sarah.
Well, Jim, the Ms. Foundation for Women is 30 years old. It was founded by the same women who founded Ms. Magazine.
Right.
And the foundation now is very engaged in a number of issue areas that that women are concerned about. Our feeling and our belief is that there aren't just women's issues, but the challenge in our society today is to bring women's voices and women's solutions into every single issue that that concerns us all as a society.
How do we find out more about your organization?
You could visit our website, which is ms.foundation.org. There's two dots in there. With some
ms.foundation.org. Okay,
yeah.
Check that out, folks, when you get a chance. Sarah, I really wish we'd had take your sons and daughters to work, your daughters and sons to work when I was in school because, I mean, you know, that would have been, as far as I was am concerned, that would have been a great way to be legitimately playing hooky. So what's going on when we take our kids to work today? Are the kids actually just getting a day off from school?
Oh, not at all, not at all. The kids that are going to work with their parents today are going into workplaces where real programs have been planned for them. Those programs focus on a couple of different things. We hope that those programs are using the activities that we have developed in conjunction with the Families and Work Institute here in New York. And those are activities that are very structured and that have kids in conversation with each other about work and family issues and in conversation with adults, the adults in their lives and other adults at the workplace about work and family issues. They are also taking part in extraordinarily interesting programs about these workplaces. You know, whether this morning, for instance, I'm going to Sony Music with my son, and they're doing incredible programs, you know, an hour long, an hour and a half about what's going on at Sony and helping the kids to see the range of activities that their parents engage in at work and that the company itself is engaged in.
So if what you're saying is if for some reason your particular job is not the kind of thing maybe that the child is interested in or you don't think that it's the, you know, maybe it's not appropriate or whatever, you can find another place to go. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you can. I think that, you know, in some years, because this is a program that comes up every single year, your child could go to work with you in some years and in other years go to work with a friend, a relative, or many schools actually organize programs that bring a group of children into a workplace so that they can be exposed to things. Very interesting workplaces, you know, from that are happening, that are everywhere around us, as you know, being a small business advocate.
A lot of Rotary clubs have career days, and they have kids from high schools to come, and they split up, and they go as high school students. One will go to with a different. They'll each go to a different business, and a business will sort of adopt them for that half a day.
I think that's terrific, and you know, because you are so involved in small business, which, by the way, the Ms. Foundation is as well, which is something else we could talk about. But I think that children going to to small businesses and to even with their parent, if their parent is self-employed, to see what their parents' work is like and to show that kind of work where you are entrepreneurial and you become your own boss, so to speak, to show that kind of work to kids.
Is there an age that you think
that's very inspirational?
Is there an age that you think is important? An age that you think is below which they probably shouldn't be taking them to the workplace?
Well, I think it's about age 8 where the child is ready to go into the workplace and actually participate in a program. I think it's about age 8. And then this program, Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work, is aimed at kids age 8 to 12.
I see.
Because we think that that's, you know, just where they're ready to take part in the kinds of activities that we've planned and have real conversations with each other and with adults at the workplace.
Mm-hmm. I see. Now, all right, let's talk for a minute about the research that you found. You said that after a few years you determined that not only were girls wondering, you know, how am I going to make a living and feed my family and have a family and a workplace? I'm going to be the child bearer and you know, I see all these female caregivers around me. How am I going to juggle all that? But and you said the research showed that on a little bit of a different level, obviously the boys were having similar thoughts.
Yeah, this is research done by the Families and Work Institute. The study is called Ask the Children, and it's about youth and employment. And in this study, 81% of girls, which you would expect, and almost 60% of boys, which I think is a more unusual finding, said that they will reduce their work hours when they have children. And in another national survey, 82% of men ages 21 to 39, so relatively young men, rated having a work schedule which allows me to spend time with my family as very important. Mm-hmm. So in those numbers, we think we see the seeds and the beginning of a new kind of vision that men hold as well as women, which we think is so important because as society moves into the future, it is men and women working together to create the kind of world that we want to see that is going to make that world come about.
Well said, Sarah. And when I see, when I look through my small business glasses, Sarah, what I see are people finding an extra reason, another reason, more emphasis on not taking less time necessarily, not thinking, you know, I'm going to work less because I think that might be a little utopian, but thinking, I see more small businesses because when you're a small business owner, you may work a lot of hours, but at least you can move your hours around to
that's
fit
right.
the schedule of your family more so than if you're an employee. And so that's what's exciting to me. When I hear your research, I see lots and lots of new small business owners in the 21st century. And I think that's a good thing, Sarah, because I say that what's good for small business is good for the world. Tin Till, stay with us. We'll be right back with Sarah Gould. We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us. We're visiting with our new friend Sarah Gould, who's not going to be a new friend for long because we're going to get her back on the show, and that'll make her officially an old friend and a member of our Brain Trust. Sarah, I want to come back to this Take Your Daughters and Sons to Work Day a little bit. And okay, so today is the day. Today's the day that folks are doing this all over the country. And so let's say somebody is listening in and they're saying, wow, I didn't realize that was today. I'd like to have done that, but my kid's already on the bus. He or she's already gone to school. There are plenty of times when teachers are having in-service meetings, when you know this is going on or that's going on, that you wouldn't have to take the children out of school at a time when maybe it would seem a little strange. When you could take your child to work, it doesn't have to be on this day, does it?
It doesn't have to be on this day, and it doesn't even have to be in the workplace, some of what this day is about, because this day is about encouraging conversation and listening to your child and to our children, you know, our nation's children, about what their vision is. And that can also be done at home. On our website for this program, which is daughtersandsonstowork.org, parents and aunts and uncles and friends and relatives will find these activities that we've developed in conjunction with Families and Work Institute that help to focus this conversation. And these activities can be done at home, in after-school clubs, you know, in all kinds of settings to encourage this discussion about what we really want our working lives and our family lives and our community lives to look like.
Well, another thing, pardon me for being presumptuous here a little, Sarah, but I'm just thinking that some people might say, well, you know what, my work is not really something that I can really explain to a 9-year-old, and when I take them to work, I got work to do, I can't babysit them, et cetera, et cetera. You know, if you have those feelings, Sarah, and again, please forgive me if I'm posing here, but think of it this way: take your child to the marketplace, and go somewhere else and walk around and say, "Now you see that truck? That's the truck is delivering it over to these people, and they're buying those goods." And then talk about the people who are doing this. There's a lady who's receiving those goods, and she's probably a manager of the inventory of the warehouse or something like that. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that?
I think that's great. I think the more that young people learn about the way that work works and what people do, the better. And I think also that a sort of unintended consequence of children coming into workplaces with their parents or with adults in their lives is that they begin to develop a better appreciation of what those adults do every day and the kind of challenges they face, the kind of sacrifices they may be making in order to bring income into their household, and the kind of real fun on many occasions that adults have, and the sort of passion that they feel for their work. So I think whether it's on this day when you can bring your daughter or son into your workplace to really take part in a program, or whether it's in a more informal way, I think it's so important to expose kids to the world of work.
Well, absolutely. And is this something that the schools are going along with? Anybody's getting any kind of friction from the schools about this?
Well, there has been some friction with some school districts, and it has to do with the standardized testing, which often takes place at this time of year.
Right.
What the foundation knows about this program is that it's an educational program that girls, when it was focused on daughters, and now girls and boys, there's educational value in this program. They say, and we have research from when we did take our daughters to work, that shows us that girls, after they participated in this program, make a much stronger link between their education and their future, their education and what they're going to do when they're an adult. It becomes a motivation for thinking about higher education. And all of those pieces are so important, as we know, to our
right.
young people. In order to keep engaged in school, they have to see the connection between school and their adult life.
Sarah, I've only got about 15 seconds. They can go to your website and find out more about how to conduct to take your child to work day. Is that
they
right?
They can.
And give
That's
us
right,
again,
daughtersandsonstowork.org.
Daughtersandsonstowork.org. Check that out when you get a chance. Sarah Gould, Executive Director of the Ms. Foundation for Women. Sarah, thank you for being here. Will you come back again?
I would love to, Jim. Thanks so much.
Well, I had fun having you here, and I'm looking forward to our next visit already.
Me too.
Sarah Gould, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, men and women, and all those future small business owners out there, boys and girls. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.